BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Obama has announced a massive mortgage relief plan to try to prevent millions of American families losing their homes. The money, $275 billion, is aimed at helping borrowers who owe more on mortgages than their properties are now worth, and those on the verge of being repossessed. Mr. Obama said the plan was aimed at helping families who had played by the rules, not at rescuing the unscrupulous. Andy Gallagher reports.
President Obama told a gathered crowd in Arizona that the housing crisis threatens the American dream. Millions of homeowners here already know that. But the president's promised to tackle the problem head-on, offering millions of people a lifeline before it's too late. Around 5 million so-called responsible homeowners will be allowed to refinance their houses. Another 4 million people will be able to enter a homeowner stability initiative aimed at reducing their monthly costs.
The leading Egyptian opposition figure, Ayman Nour, has been released after more than 3 years in prison. Mr. Nour was charged with forgery in 2005. His imprisonment was widely condemned as having been politically motivated. Speaking to the BBC after his release, Mr. Nour said he would continue to be involved in politics.
I will carry on my role in political life as an Egyptian citizen, as someone who loves this country, as someone who believes in reform and change, as someone who stands against many things that are happening in Egypt.
Rebels in the Sudanese region of Darfur have accused government forces of attacking their positions just a day after the two sides signed an agreement towards ending their conflict. The Justice and Equality Movement said government aircraft bombed their fighters at the same time as ground forces clashed with rebels about 70 kilometres further northeast. There's been no word from the Sudanese government. Mark Doyle has more.
The man who led the rebel delegation to this week's confidence-building talks with the Sudanese government in Qatar, Dr. Jibril Ibrahim, said government planes had on Wednesday been bombing rebel-held areas east of the Jebel Mara Mountains in the Darfur region. Dr. Ibrahim, speaking from Qatar, said he had been in touch with people in the field in Darfur. He named 5 locations near the Jebel Mara mountain range that he said had been hit, including a camp for war-displaced people known as the Fallujah Camp, where he said 5 people had been killed in the government's aerial attacks.
The European Union envoy says that Russia and Georgia have agreed on proposals aimed at preventing conflicts, 6 months after fighting each other over the Georgian breakaway region of South Ossetia. The envoy, Pierre Morel, said both sides had agreed to set up a hotline and to meet weekly to diffuse tensions. World News from the BBC. Hundreds of people in Venezuela and the Caribbean island of Antigua have been queuing to withdraw their money from banks associated with the Texan financier, Alan Stanford, who's been accused of massive fraud. Financial regulators insisted that the banks had sufficient reserves. From Caracas, Will Grant.
In an effort to reassure depositors, the head of the Venezuelan banking regulator, Edgar Hernandez, issued a statement saying that the Stanford Bank Venezuela was fine and that the situation was normal. Stanford Bank Venezuela is a healthy bank, he said, without any type of problem. The move comes as regulators try to stave off a run on the retail bank after hundreds of people gathered outside the local branch of Stanford International Bank in an effort to retrieve their savings.
A judge in the US has frozen the assets of Mr. Stanford and his whereabouts are currently unknown. Ecuador has expelled an American diplomat accusing him of interfering in police matters, the second U.S. official to be expelled from the country in just over a week. A spokesman said the decision was taken by the National Security Council after the first secretary at the U.S. embassy was accused of intervening in the decisions of a police unit. Sweden has decided to play its Davis Cup tennis match against Israel next month behind closed doors for security reasons. The council in the host city Malmö said it could not guarantee keeping fans safe from protests against Israel's military intervention in Gaza. The chairman of the Israel Tennis Federation said the organisers expected provocation by what he called troublemakers who had nothing to do with the sport. The Coast Guard in Scotland has confirmed to the BBC that all 18 people on board a helicopter which ditched into the North Sea off the coast of Scotland have been rescued. The passengers were found in 2 life rafts and none of them had serious injuries. The helicopter came down as it approached an oil rig. BBC News.